really, I think that apprehensions and anxieties are being both prophetic, and of course it's also looking back to, you know, what one recognizes, you know, certainly as the devastations and holocausts of the 20th century, and that all of this is, you know, there's a potential for violence and destruction in the world that, you know, that we ignore and always have ignored it at our risk. And I think when poetry opens up, it also opens up to, you know, to these violent, cataclysmic possibilities. So here I'm working with a vocabulary from a poem of the 1930s by, you know, by Lorca. You know, and I think maybe if you went back to Lorca's Poet in New York, you know, that, that anxious sense, you know, this period between, this short 20-year period between one world war and another world war, you know, and, you know, already, you know, with that destruction, you know, beginning to manifest itself in Lorca's country, Spain, that will make him one of its victims. But I think poetry has an antennae. Poetry, other arts.